This is Leon Thompson with East County Magazine on KNSJ, and today our special guest is John Minto. He is on the Santee City Council for 12 years and is running for re-election. Welcome to our studio.
Thanks for having me here, Leon.
So let's start out right from the top. Who are you and why are you running?
Well, first of all, let me tell you that this is a great opportunity. I appreciate you having me here. Most of the time when we go to print media, they give me 150 or 200 words to tell why I'm doing this, and really it's not enough. The reason why I'm doing this is because I lived in Santee for a long time. I built my house there and moved my wife there, and we said this would be a great place for an investment and place to live. And quite frankly, things weren't moving fast enough for me. And so I said one day to my wife, how about if I run for city council? She said, well, why not?
And that's really how you got started.
That's how I got started. So today I'm running for re-election, though. And there's a lot of controversy these days over people that have been in office for a long time. Now, 12 years, it sounds like a long time, but it's really not, because in government, as most people know, things move very slowly. I can tell you, though, that I spent 29 years on the San Diego Police Department. And in that work, I didn't have the luxury of taking a long time to make decisions and make things happen. So when I got on the council, I said, I'm going to make things happen, I'm going to make things move, and I did. And today, Santee is enjoying a robust economy because of that. And people say, what do you mean? Well, we went through what, the second greatest depression maybe in times?
Yes.
And the bottom line is if you work on the economy and create jobs and things of that nature, put people to work so they have a sustainable living wage, you know what? The economy isn't going to hurt you as bad as maybe places where they don't do that.
You know, I lived in Santee 12 years ago. I lived in Finita. Santee's a much different place now.
It sure is. I can tell you that today we have things that people really enjoy. One of the biggest things I've done so far is building a public-private partnership with the Sportsplex.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sportsplex USA is the owner-operator of Sportsplex USA. However, the city of Santee owns that facility. It's a public park. But by entering into that public-private partnership, what we did is we put people to work. We took away all the need for the city to run everything that's going on there, putting together tournaments and things of that nature. And today, they generate over 30,000 hotel stays in our area just on tournaments alone. And that's almost a $2 million economy just at that Sportsplex. And that was a vision that I had. And you know what? I have more visions like that. And
well, tell us more.
Well, I can tell you that I've been very lucky. I've been able to do things like chair the Borders Committee for the San Diego Association of Governments. So I've learned about our tribal people. We've learned about our neighbors in Orange County, Riverside, and Imperial. And then even what's going on somewhat south of the border. And moving on, I got the opportunity also to be on the Metropolitan Transit System Board of Directors, working on public safety issues.
Absolutely.
So that means I hear from time to time about things happening on our trolley here between Santee and El Cajon, and I'm able to generate some interest by our public safety group in MTS to get out here and check on things. One of the other things that I think I have a lot of pride in is chairing the East County Economic Development Council.
Yes.
Now, why is that so important? The reason why it's important is because in my chairmanship, I've challenged my committees to come up with something that's going to create jobs and support education.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that we came up with is we have a local company here in Santee called Quality Manufacturing Incorporated, QCMI. And they stepped up big time. Bob Grande owns that company. His CEO is Rick Urban. And we've partnered with Grossmont College to create an academy so that people can learn about manufacturing and get to work. And we're targeting people from eighth grade high schoolers, or junior high schoolers, I guess they call them now, or middle schoolers, to people that are displaced by that Great Depression we talked about, especially our veterans. So they get to go to school, basically, but work also and learn a new trade, something that's going to create that sustainable wage that we talked about.
Now, where are they finding jobs after training?
Well, it's very new, so we haven't really been able to put a lot of people to work yet. But we had to start someplace.
Right.
We had our first academy in May. So that was just a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
And the first academy that went through were actually the people that already were working at QCMI.
I see.
And a great story is that you have to take an aptitude test in order to find out where you can be placed. And mm-hmm. so when his staff took the aptitude test, was a janitor that actually scored the highest on that test. So they plucked this guy out of this job being a janitor uh-huh. and put him in this academy, and now he's learning to be a manufacturer.
Wow.
So what a great success story. And that's just one, and that's within their own company.
Right.
What happens when we start getting other people to come in, take that test, and then get placed for manufacturing?
Right.
And it doesn't matter where they go. They could go to QCMI, or they could go down to one of the others big manufacturers that we have in San Diego County.
Exactly.
These are some of the reasons why I'm running for city council again, because
right.
I have this great opportunity to do this. I have this vision, so to speak, where,
yes.
where I see people working. I see people being entertained.
Right.
And to me, that's what a community is about.
Right. You mentioned entertainment in your on your website.
Yes.
So tell us about how your vision for entertainment. And
well, I got to tell you, we've been talking a long time about entertainment in Santee. And most people say, oh, the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, we've had a lot of problems over the years because it's difficult for us to get the city of Santee, the county of San Diego, Ryan Corporation, a developer, and a movie outlet to work together.
Uh-huh.
Everybody has to be involved because the county of San Diego actually owns the land where this theater is going to go. Well, I'll tell you what, over the last 6 months, I've really been hitting my county board of supervisors that I know really hard. And I've expressed to them how important it is for us to get this deal done. And so about a month ago, one of their closed session meetings, they voted to sell a piece of property to the city of Santee.
For
$1.
Good deal.
For $1. And most people say, well, how can you do that? Well, what we did is we negotiated. We upzoned some of the property around it, and people will see that there are some apartments going in there.
Right.
High-end apartments, condominium style. And so what that does is balances out the land values so that they can give us that property for a dollar.
Nice.
Now, we're negotiating with Ryan and a theater chain now to come in there. But it's not going to be just a theater chain. There's going to be from 16 to 18 theaters. There's going to be a
wow.
bowling alley.
Really?
There will be a laser tag group in there, and then there will be some other amenities in there, kind of like a Dave and Buster's. So this is
an entertainment complex.
There will be a bar and grill in there. That's what it is, a complete entertainment facility.
Right.
And I'm hoping that by maybe February or March, we'll be able to have an application in process to make that happen.
Wonderful. So tell me, what reason should we have for voting for you this time around? Let's hear your stump speech. Give us your best shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
The reason why you should vote for me is because I'm your neighbor first, and I love working in the community. I volunteer to clean up the river. This year, in the beginning of the year, I did a project where we planted 2,000 trees. And so it's hard work, and I'm not afraid of hard work. Some of these things that we just talked about, those were hard work because it was difficult getting people to believe that that could happen. One of the important things to know about me is that as the chairman of the East County Economic Development Council, I look at things very regionally. So if I can get a business built in Santee or El Cajon or La Mesa, it means that there's going to be economy of scale to the entire region. People from Santee can get jobs. People from Santee can go and play, whatever it takes. So I like to look at things globally, and I'm going to do the best I can for the entire area. So having a strong, hardworking city councilman is the best way to keep this city moving forward and getting what people need. That's why people should vote for me.
We've been talking with John Minto, a 12-year veteran of the Santee City Council and running for re-election. Thank you so much for being with us, John.
I appreciate it. Thank you once again.